spoke last week about one of the differences between brachas that are recited on food in contrast to brachas that are recited on mitzvos. When it comes to a bracha recited on food, I can only be motzi you in a bracha if I'm eating that food as well. If I want to make hamotzi for you and I'm not interested in eating, that would be a problem. When it comes to brachas on mitzvos, that would be okay. I can recite a bracha for a mitzvah for you, even though I'm not being yotzi in mitzvah right now. The reason for that difference is based on the principle of arvus, that all Jews are responsible for one another. So I'm responsible to make sure that you perform your brachas on mitzvos, and therefore I'm still considered to be a quote-unquote obligated in that mitzvah. Unlike when it comes to food, I'm not obligated to make sure that you have a piece of bread to eat, and therefore we wouldn't apply that principle. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that there are certain scenarios where even a bracha on food becomes almost elevated to the status of a brachas mitzvah. So one of the examples, a very common example, is the mitzvah of Kiddush. If I want to recite Kiddush on your behalf, and I was already Yotze, I want to come and make Kiddush for you, and I'm not interested in drinking the grape juice or drinking the wine, what would that halacha be? So on the one hand, I should be able to help you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush, but how can I help you with the bracha bor pri hagafen unless I'm going to drink? So here the Gemara says that this is an exception to the rule, that the bor pri hagafen becomes part of the Kiddush proper, and just as I can be motzi you in Kiddush, even though I was yotzi already, so too I can be motzi you in the bor pri hagafen, even though I'm not interested in drinking right now. Even though the Gemara speaks about this only for Kiddush, the Gemara talks about it for the hamotzi of matzah as well, the post can extend this to other scenarios as well. Let's say, for example, Havdalah. So if I was already Yotze Havdalah, I could be Motzi, you and Havdalah. Assuming the other person is a man. If the person is a woman, that's a whole complicated Havdalah question. But if I want to be Motzi another man in Havdalah, I can do so even though I was Yotze already. And even if I don't want to drink the wine, I can give them to drink the wine, and that would be all right. Even though the bracha is a borah priyad rafen, since it's part of the mitzvah of Havdalah, becomes subsumed under the category of a brachas mitzvah as well. There is another example where, according to many poskim, seems to be a minhag that we apply this as well, which is a little bit more controversial, and that's concerning the bracha under the chuppah. When a couple gets married, so one of the brachas that's recited is a borah priyad rafen, and then it's followed with the brachas mitzvah. Question, well, exactly what that bracha is, asher kiddushan, or the bracha, which is called brachas erusin. So generally the custom is that the Masada Kedusha recites those two brachas, and then they give to the chasen to the kala to drink. And usually the Masada Kedusha doesn't drink from the wine as well. So the question becomes, well, how do you do that? How could I be motzi you in a bracha bar priya gofen if I'm not drinking? So the answer must be that the bar priya gofen becomes subsumed as part of the brachas erusin, similar to the model that we mentioned of Kiddush and Havdalah. The problem is that mi'ikar adin, we did in the Gemara, there's no need to recite the bracha brachas erusin over a cup of wine. Kiddush and Havdalah have to be recited with a cup of wine, and therefore we can understand how the bracha becomes part of the brachas mitzvah. But under the chuppah, it's only customary, it's only a minhag to recite it over wine, and that raises the question, how could we elevate the bracha bar priya gofen, the brachas mitzvah, if you don't really need it in the first place? So because of that concern, there actually are some inside the Kiddushin who take a little bit of a sip, a little bit of a drop of the wine before the chasen and kaldu. Some have the custom that they don't want to make it too obvious, and they spill a little bit of the wine onto their finger, they give it a little bit of a lick before they give to the chasen and kaldu. Most Masada Kedushin that I've seen don't do that. And we assume la halacha that even though it's a customary bar priya gofen, it still becomes subsumed under the bracha, under the category of the brachas mitzvah. So again, in the Gemara itself, the case of Kiddush appears. Rishonim extended to the case of Havdalah. That seems to be pretty straightforward. And the possible other extension to the scenario of brachas erusin, which is a little bit controversial, but that seems to be the minhag also to do that as well. Have a good day.
Just one last quick announcement. All of the departure information, your flights going.